from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our text this morning again is Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 29. But if you call yourself a seminarian or deaconess student, or worse, a pastor, or worst, a theological professor, and you rely on your seminary education or your doctorate, and boast in God and know His will and approve what is excellent, because you have been instructed in a seminary curriculum, even doctoral courses, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those poor souls, generally salt of the earth folks, but who, for lack of your seminary training or doctoral courses, are in darkness, and therefore can't be expected to offer you any real counsel or know anything about life and reality that you don't already know by virtue of your elite theological education. And if you are sure that you are an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in your seminary education or your doctorate or doctorate to be the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then, who teach others, do you not teach yourself? While you preach against stealing, do you fail to disclose this or that detail on your financial aid application? Does your wife, when she applies for a job, keep a secret that she'll only be here a couple of years? You who say that one must not commit adultery, do you visit websites that tempt it? Do you tell or laugh at jokes that make light of it? Do you steal a glimpse whenever you can, not admitting to yourself that you're doing it? You who abhor idols, do you scale down your offerings for these several years, since your great faith assures you that God is gracious and powerful to make ends meet with 95% of your limited income, but perhaps not gracious and powerful enough to make ends meet with only 90%? And besides, you are your best offering to God and His church. You who are proud to put on the alb and stole, dishonor God by breaking the very law you preach. For, as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed by the secular world because of every time a pastor falls into highly publicized pedophilia, or just in the ears of your next door neighbor when he hears you yelling at your kids. For ordination is indeed of value if you obey the law, but if you break the law, your ordination becomes humiliation. So, if a man who is a layman keeps the precepts of the law, will not he, the layman, be regarded as the better teacher than you? Then, he who is a layman but keeps the law will by contrast show that you, who have the written code and ordination but break the law, stand condemned. For no one is a teacher of the church who is merely one outwardly, nor is ordination only outward and physical. But a pastor must also be one inwardly, an ordination taken to heart by the Spirit, not by the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God. That's not a literal translation of the Greek. Although for many of you right now, if I told you it was, I guess you'd have to take my word for it. That is not a literal translation of the Greek. But you get the point. If that describes you, if you believe that seminary education or ordination means that the folks in your congregation won't frequently have great ideas you never thought of, maybe better ideas than yours. If you believe that the D-min automatically makes you the circuit answer man, if you believe that coming to the seminary or ordination protects you from temptation, then down on your knees. There's no such leg you have to stand on. Fact is, you have been, you are being instructed in the will of God, in what is excellent. And that should make us, of all men and women, most humble, most deeply aware of our sin, most penitent. But you are called by a better name than seminarian or doctor or even pastor or deaconess. Not a name you first called yourself. And the praise is not from yourself, but from God. You are called by God's name. And He called you that at your baptism. And He praises you by saying, "You are my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased." And that because by your baptism, you are in His Son, who after His baptism suffered and died on the cross for your sins, for your stealing, your adultery, your idolatry, your ordination or commissioning when it's only outward. All forgiven. Therefore, one more not quite literal translation of the Greek. In Luke chapter 10, after Jesus sends out his 72 and they return rejoicing that, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name," Jesus responded, "Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, that you are seminary, even doctorally trained, commissioned, ordained. But rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.